Streamlining the payment process for families and inmates in posting bail has gone high-tech at the holding center.
What it does is it opens another opportunity for someone to make bail.
Robert Cook is superintendent of the Office of Jail Management. Processing inmates who have been granted bail for a charge or charges against them is now just a mouse click away for family members or friends who would be making a bail payment on behalf of an inmate. A major credit card, debit, or prepaid debit cards can be used 24/7 to post bail.
Hopefully that ease of bailing someone out, not having to come down to the jail or the courthouse, can assist us in lowering the jail population. Makes it easier to be bailed out.
Reducing the inmate population would prevent those who have been granted bail from spending a night or weekend in jail when banks are closed. Cook says in no way is this in response to any of the recent mistaken releases of some holding center inmates.
Is there any correlation to it?
There should not be any correlation. The way it works is a person on the outside can either call or log in. They need the incarcerated person's identifying information, date of birth, name, where their court date is, and the amount of the bail. The jail, in turn, when the bail is processed, the deposit is made into the county's bank account, and the money is received almost instantaneously.
The sheriff's department calls it a win-win that will ultimately save taxpayers money. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.